Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jürgen Klopp snakker om Trents rolle i Arsenal-kampen, og Roberto Firmino har gitt sitt første intervju etter avgjørelsen om å forlate Liverpool. Her pausepraten, tirsdag 11. april ved Mari Lunde. Liverpool lå under 2-0 mot Arsenal, men klarte uavgjort mot ligalederen. London-laget tok ledelsen tidlig med mål fra Gabriel Martinelli, og Gabriel Jesus doblet ledelsen før en halvtime var spilt. En situasjon mellom Granit Xhaka og Trent Alexander-Arnold førte til knuffing mellom spillerne etter 40 minutter, og det var akkurat det Liverpools supportere trengte for å skru opp volumet og piske egne spillere i gang. 2 minutter senere kom reduseringen fra Mohamed Salah, og det var hjemmelaget som tok over det meste av spillet resten av kampen. Da det gjenstod 4 minutter av ordinær tid, kom endelig utligningsmålet, signerte Roberto Firmino. Det ble kampens siste mål, men det manglet ikke på sjanser. Jürgen Klopp kunne nesten ikke tro at Liverpool ikke vant, og var fornøyd med hvordan spillerne reagerte etter at de ble liggende under.
We had chances before the before we scored, so good moments, to be honest. Didn't use them, but then the goal was obviously the most helpful stuff in football, because then before halftime it's 2-1. I think everybody felt it. We can turn this game around, and that's what we actually did performance-wise, result-wise, halfway. So the question I had in my mind when I walked in after the game was, how can we not win this game? But we didn't. So it's a point, and that's okay. And yeah, it's another step in the right direction, I would say. It's like the first time for a long time that we reacted really well on a, well, we didn't fall apart, and that could have happened with everything what happened this year already. So it's now, okay, well, 1-0, 2-0, and the next chance is 3-0, it didn't happen. And because we looked better. We looked more ready in these moments to fight back. And that's what we did. In the second half, we should have turned the game completely around with the chances we had. And so at least the point is okay.
Trent Alexander-Arnold opererte i en litt annerledes rolle, hvor han trakk innover i banen og fungerte som en ekstra midtbanespiller så fort Liverpool vant ballen. Det kunne Liverpool etter hvert i kampen utnytte seg av, og Klopp syntes det fungerte godt.
Yeah, it's not the first time we did that before, but maybe not, it was not that obvious, but we did that before, that we put Trent inside, and today in build-up Trent played more inside, double six, so that's how it is. Also, you need to get used to it, obviously. It was not, I would say it's a big step to do that in a game against Arsenal. It opened up different opportunities for us, so if you watch it back, you will see that after we learned to use it, and Hendo was not wide, stayed inside, then we could really pass first pass down to Mo. Mo was that kept the ball really well today, first half already, where we could go from there. So I thought he did well. For now, it was not the first time, but not for a while, and that's why I'm fine with how he executed it.
Det var altså Roberto Firmino som skåret Liverpools utligningsmål. Brasilianeren ferdig I Liverpool til sommeren etter 8 år. Etter kampen ble han intervjuet av brasilianske ESPN, og det det første intervjuet han har gjort siden avgjørelsen ble kjent. Det har vært en nydelig historie og en flott tid I en så stor klubb. Jeg veldig glad og takknemlig overfor Gud for alt vi har bygget sammen her, men dette en ny situasjon for meg og ikke noe jeg har gått gjennom før, sa han til den brasilianske TV-kanalen. Jeg har bedt mye til Gud for å hjelpe meg gjennom denne prosessen. Jeg jobber hardt, alltid klar for å hjelpe laget, og vi står sammen helt til slutt. Jeg ønsker å avslutte på en god måte her sammen med lagkammeratene mine, sa brasilianeren. Etter uavgjort resultatet mot Arsenal så det nå ikke lenger en teoretisk mulighet for Liverpool å vinne ligaen, selv om de færreste fortsatt hadde håp om det. Det nemlig topp 4 det står om for de røde, og også det begynner å se veldig, veldig vanskelig ut. Avstanden opp til Newcastle på tredjeplass og Manchester United på en fjerdeplass 12 poeng, og alle lag har spilt like mange kamper. Liverpool har også Tottenham, Aston Villa og Brighton foran seg på tabellen. Brighton har I tillegg en kamp mindre spilt, mens Aston Villa og Tottenham har spilt en kamp mer enn Liverpool. Det bare 27 poeng igjen å spille om, så det ser veldig dårlig ut med tanke på Champions League-spill neste sesong. Femteplass gir Europa League, og avhengig av utfallet av FA-cupen kan også en sjetteplass potensielt gi Europa League. Vinneren av Liga-cupen kvalifisert til European Conference League, men det var Manchester United som vant, og de ligger an til å kvalifisere seg til Champions League. Dermed vil det best plasserte laget som ikke allerede kvalifisert til spill I Europa få Conference League. Det blir laget på enten sjette eller syvende plass, som sagt avhengig av utfallet av FA-cupen. Liverpool ligger akkurat nå på en åttende plass. Du har nå lyttet til den siste episoden av Pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool I denne omgang. Vi har etter en vurdering besluttet å legge ned den daglige nyhetsoppdateringen fra oss og heller satse på andre podcastformater. De kommer vi tilbake til senere. Men fortsatt vil Liverpool.no være oppdatert med ferske nyheter om Liverpool gjennom hele dagen, hver dag.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.